From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, in Atlanta and around the country, protests will take place in response to the Trump administration's policy of separating migrant children from families at the border. Although the policy was reversed by an executive order, many families still remain separated. A coalition of civil rights groups will hold a Keep Families Together protest tomorrow morning in Washington, D.C. In Atlanta, over 1,500 people have RSVP'd for a protest at the city's detention center. An Air Force veteran who set himself on fire near the state capitol earlier this week is still in critical condition. John Michael Watts was protesting his medical treatment by the Department of Veterans Affairs. A Georgia senator chairs a committee that oversees the agency. GPB's Bradley George reports.
Senator Johnny Isaacson says he immediately called to see how Watts was doing. He says care for veterans is improving, but there's a long way to go.
We want to make good headlines. We want to confront every tragedy when it happens and do everything we can, put every resource behind it, and see to it never happens again.
Isaacson spoke at a confirmation hearing for Robert Wilkie, President Trump's nominee to lead the VA. A recent study by the agency shows veterans are twice as likely as civilians to die by suicide. For GPB News, I'm Bradley George in Atlanta.
In sports, the Atlanta Dream will take on the Minnesota Lynx in Minneapolis tonight at 8. The Dream, which is Atlanta's WNBA team, currently sit a game outside of the playoffs with a record of 7-7. Starting today, the Georgia Department of Natural Resources is increasing enforcement of boaters driving under the influence. Operation Dry Water aims to remind people that if you're too drunk to drive a car, you should not get behind the wheel of a boat. They're using public service announcements to get that word out.
Alcohol use is the number one factor in recreational boater deaths. Be smart, be safe,
and never boat under the influence.
Be advised, I'll be arresting an impaired boater requesting assistance.
Between 2012 and 2016, 21 people in Georgia died as a result of drinking and boating. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue hopes the Senate can pass the farm bill as soon as possible. Perdue, who is on the Agriculture Committee, helped craft the bipartisan measure. It covers everything from rural broadband expansion to farmer assistance programs. On the Senate floor yesterday, Perdue said that lawmakers need to pass something before the current bill expires.
Getting to a farm bill that balances the needs of every commodity and every region is not an easy task. This is not a partisan problem. It's not even a regional problem, Madam President.
The current farm bill, it runs out on September 30th.